Muy buenas tardes, un saludo al misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín y a todos los ministros, hermanos y hermanas.
Good afternoon. Greetings to the missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín and to all the ministers, brothers and sisters who are gathered today, Friday, March 8, 2024, and those who are connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8 and through different means of communication. He tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 and on, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to vision and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell." And he writes, 14 years. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And he wrote, third heaven. And that represents the third dispensation. In other words, that is, from the last three, which corresponds to the seventh dispensation, which is the dispensation of the kingdom. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. And he writes, paradise. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. The dimensions, that is the subject that we will be studying and listening to and seeing, preached by Dr. William Soto Santiago on May 24, 2015, in Cali, Colombia. You may please be seated. It tells us in the message, prepare yourself for the encounter with Jesus Christ, preached on July 6, 2014, in Colombia, Cali, Colombia. He tells us, when they see Christ coming for his church, they will say, this is the one we are waiting for. But he doesn't come for them. He comes for his church. He is quoting that portion from the Book of Quotations on page 22, paragraph 176, where it tells us, and there is them two witnesses, and when they tormented the church or the world by their preachings and received back the Jews and bringing them back to repentance, bringing them back to believe, when they see Jesus coming for the bride, they'll say, lo, this is our God whom we waited on. That's him. But he's not coming for them. He come for his bride. And his bride? When Joseph went into Egypt, he did not take his brethren with him. But he got his bride there, absolutely. But when he made himself known to his brethren, there was nobody present. That's exactly right. And when he makes himself known to these Jews, there'll be nobody there but the Jews. There's them who killed Joseph, standing there. And he said, well, I am Joseph, your brother. And he wept. And they said, now we know we're in for it because we killed him. The same thing. Those Jews will have that great time of trouble just before the coming now of the persecution running them back into the homeland. It shooing them like a bunch of sheep back to Mount Carmel yonder. When the Lord Jesus shall come for his bride and they see him, they'll say, that's the one we've waited on. There he is. He arises with healing in his wings. There he writes, the Jews see Christ coming for the bride. Moses and Elijah and his preachings torment. This is what our brother William is speaking to us about here, of which he continues saying. Revelation, chapter 10. The coming of the mighty angel who descends with the little book open in his hand and comes crying out as when a lion roars, and seven thunders uttering their voices. That is Christ coming for his church with the title deed, the book sealed with seven seals that he took from heaven and opens it, the title deed of heavens and earth, the title deed where our names are written by God since before creation, before the foundation. Now, when a seal is opened, a disturbance takes place, as it happened in the ages. And this angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, with the rainbow upon his head, and with a little book in his hand, to give it to a man for him to eat it, and thus to prophesy before many people, nations, and tongues, and give the church bride the faith to be transformed and raptured, because their faith to be transformed and raptured is in the thunders, and the thunders reveal the mystery of his coming. The thunders reveal the mystery of the seventh seal. And by the thunders revealing the mystery of the seventh seal, well, that seal is open, that mystery is open to the church bride, which will be transformed and raptured, because he comes for his bride. In the Book of the Seals, on page 131, it tells us, now, a trumpet always denotes war or otherwise political disturbance. The trumpet does a political disturbance, and that causes war. When you get to get messing in politics and get them all messed up, like we got it now, look out. War is at hand. But see, the kingdom still belongs to Satan. He still got this part in his hand. Because why? It is redeemed by Christ, but he is doing the part of the kingsman redeemer, taking his subjects, until the last one name is put on that book, has already received it and been sealed away. Now, have you got it? Then, he comes from his throne, his Father's throne, walks forward, takes the book out of God's hand, from the throne, and claims his right. The first thing he does is call for his bride. What is the first thing that he does when he comes down with the book and carries out that claiming work? The very first thing he does is call his bride. And with that call, a countless of events take place, because remember that the third pull is for the bride, is for the foolish virgins, and is for the lost. And the 144,000 also receive blessings, whom will be sealed by that ministry. Now notice that in this period of time where he is calling his bride, that then pertains to this claiming work, because he, in the ages in which he was manifested through each angel messenger, He was calling and gathering together those elect. But with that call, with that former rain, it fell upon all the seed, wheat and tares, and they were all gathered. But they were told not to uproot, because the servants, the messengers asked, "Do you want us to root up the tares?" He said, "No. Let them grow together." And that is how it's been from age to age. And in our time, the elect who belong to the age of the cornerstone have been gathered. But in addition, they were all mixed up there, those three groups. Brother Branham says that in each deliverance, those three groups always exist when God is carrying out His program. But for the end time, He, in Matthew chapter 13, in the parable of the wheat and the tares, there He shows us that He would send those reaping angels to carry out that separation, that segregation. Therefore, with the coming of that mighty angel of Revelation 10, crying as when a lion roars, because in His second coming, He comes as the lion, not as a lamb, and He carries out all the work pertaining to the dispensation of the kingdom, which is a claiming work. In the work and manifestation of God through the messengers in the ages, and in the time of our brother William Soto Santiago, it was a time as a lamb, because the opportunity for people to receive Christ as their Savior was still available, washing their sins in His blood, then being baptized in water, and thus they received the Holy Spirit and they were born again. And God, from age to age, was building. And also in the time where those good tidings were brought through that archangel, the opportunity was given to become part of the pertaining stage to each age. And after the very last elect was cast in the blood, He closes the dispensation of grace. But at that time, the instrument in whom God would be ministering had to be already in a new age and new dispensation. And by those days, like in a relay race, that ministry that was in the midst of the church, calling and gathering the elect of the age of the cornerstone, so that then the next one, to whom He would give the scepter, in that relay race, notice how one takes off inside that last stretch, which pertains to the one that is still running. But then a time comes when He passes on the scepter and He begins on that new stretch. But He's beginning to run on the last steps of that dispensation which is ending. And then, when that time begins to count, that last runner picks up speed, see, progressively, until he reaches full speed, where he manages to reach the goal. And one of the things that Brother Branham is telling us here, and Brother William numbers it when he says, the first thing, and he writes, number one, he does is call for his bride. On the left, he draws Star of David. Amen. Then what does he take? And he writes two. He takes his opponent, Satan, and binds him, cast him into the fire out there with all that followed him. Now remember, it wasn't Russia, no. The Antichrist is a smooth fellow. Just watch how smooth he is. He is smart now. Yes, sir. Just takes the Holy Spirit. Only thing can outdo him. Notice. Even the Holy Spirit can just outdo him. Notice how smooth the devil is. Notice, trumpet means political disturbance, war. Matthew 24, Jesus spoke of it. He said, you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See, all the way down through. You remember Jesus speaking that? Wars, rumors and wars, and rumors and wars. On the bottom of that page, where we just finished reading, or continue reading, he wrote, trumpets equals political confusion and wars. I'm continuing in page 131, and plumb on down to the end. Now that's the trumpets sounding. Now, when we get on the trumpets, we'll go back there and pick up each one of them, wars, and show you that they followed them churches. Show you they followed these seals. Wars and rumors of wars. But trumpet denotes political disturbance, whereas seals deals with the religious disturbance. See? A seal is open. A message is dropped. And then the church is always so set up in its own political ways and whatever more, and all of its dignitary. And when the real message drops down, that messenger goes forth and he shakes them to pieces. That's right. It's religious disturbance when a seal is open. And in this other book he writes, the trumpets follow the ages. To each age, a trumpet. In political disturbances, and the seals, when opened, bring religious disturbances. And there on the left side on this book, where it says, but trumpet denotes political disturbance, on the left side, he writes, Revelation 11, 15 to 19. He goes on to say, that's right. It's religious disturbance when a seal is open. That's what's happened. They get all at ease in Zion. The church gets all settled down and we got it all made. Just like the Church of England. There was all settled down. The Catholic Church all settled down and along come Luther. There was a religious disturbance. Yes, sir. Sure was. Well, the church went on off with Zwingli. And from Zwingli, some of down to different ones and to Calvin. And after a while, the Anglican church settled down. And it was just an ease. And along come Wesley. There was a religious disturbance. That's right, see? It always denotes a religious disturbance. And there on the left side, he writes, the opening of a seal equals brings a religious disturbance. What about the seventh seal when it is opened? That is, what about the seventh seal when it is opened? when it's going to be open. What about the seventh seal? There on top, he also writes, on the left side toward the top, he writes, trumpets equals wars. Now, notice how we are living in our flesh. That which was prophesied and was revealed by the Reverend William Branham, for he brought that revelation of what the opening of the seal would be and what the opening of the seventh seal would be. In the writing of our brother William, what would be, or what would happen with the opening of the seventh seal? Same thing would happen. Why? Because they are like the Church of England, it says there. And like the Church of Germany. See? They were very comfortable. They were very comfortable there. In terms of their way and everything. But when, for example, Luther came, notice, there was a disturbance there because they had to leave everything they were doing, both the messenger and all the things pertaining to that time. And for another messenger to come and open that mystery there, that would bring a religious disturbance, which we are also seeing in this time. That had not happened because the seventh seal had not been opened yet. What the seventh seal would be had not been revealed yet, which is the coming of the Son of Man with His angels, which is the mystery that caused heaven to be silent for half an hour, which did not happen in past times. It did not happen in the time of our brother William Soto Santiago. But rather, that beginning took place when that ministry under the tent began at a certain moment. And there, God carried out that work of rising from the throne of intercession. When that ministry spoke at the commandment of the Holy Spirit to end the baptisms, the Holy Supper, washing of feet, and all those things, that instrument closed the dispensation of grace. The same one who would open the dispensation of the kingdom. And all of that in a way in which the world did not know it. They did not know that time, but the church bride did. The make-believers, the foolish, the unbelievers, they didn't. Instead, they stumbled over all of that and did not understand that change of dispensation. They did not understand that new crowning age, golden age, where God would be carrying out, revealing that mystery of His coming in that half hour of silence, where nothing was happening in heaven, because everything would be carried out on earth. And each time one come in, there was such a joy. Notice all that joy, that revival, would then come to earth. That revival, that joy that was there in heaven when a sinner repented and was born again, that joy comes to be shown on earth. Because everything that hasn't been fulfilled and still needs to be fulfilled of that dispensation, of that heavenly dimension, the seventh dimension, which pertains to the stage of the age of the cornerstone and dispensation of the kingdom. All of that has to be manifested on earth, as was the outer court the holy place of the most holy place of the tabernacle of Moses and temple of Solomon. God was showing there his whole program that he would carry out from the outer court up to the most holy place. Now notice how that religious disturbance happens again with the opening of the seventh seal, which is being made known to the church bride. And that is what is given the rapturing faith to the elect who will be transformed. The fulfillment of his coming in the half hour of silence cannot give the rapturing faith to anyone else, because it's not for them. It is for those who will be transformed. It's as simple as that. Our brother William continues to say, in the message, "Prepare yourself for the encounter with Jesus Christ," he says, that is the coming of Christ for his church, although he is the angel of the covenant, he is the messenger to Israel, but he comes for his church, and afterwards he will reveal himself to Israel. We'll ride this trail again. He's quoting there from the Book of Quotations. That's right. Soon as we get ready. This translation is not very clear. Soon as we get ready. It's a promise, you see? And if it is a promise, it must be fulfilled. We are in the time in which we must be prepared, waiting for that encounter with Jesus Christ in his second coming, coming for his church. That is why the message that God spoke through the Reverend William Branham has called his people and is preparing them, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is under the new covenant, covered with the blood of the new covenant, the blood of Christ, for the encounter with our God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Remembering that Christ said, "I and my Father are one. He that has seen me has seen the Father." John chapter 10 and John chapter 14. Now notice how it says there that the message of the Reverend William Branham is the one that prepares, because since he is the forerunner, his message contains the things that he is forerunning, and how that which he is forerunning would come. He goes on to say, we are in the time for these things to be fulfilled, and those who will be ready will see them, will receive him, will believe it. What will they see? What will they receive? Well, the fulfillment of his coming. Those that are prepared, that is, who are ordained by God for transformation and rapture, those are the ones who will see it. And those are the ones who are seeing that fulfillment today. Will receive it, will believe it, and they will be transformed and taken by Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That is why it is important that each person at least has the Book of the Seals, preached by the Reverend William Branham, and the Book of the Seven Church Ages, and also the Book of the 70 Weeks of Daniel, and the Book of Quotations, excerpts of different messages preached by the Reverend William Branham, and all the rest of the messages they're able to obtain in booklets, which are always available for the believers in Christ. Because that is the message that prepares us to be ready for the coming of the Lord and to welcome him in the midst of his church. Notice how important it is to have the messages of the Reverend William Branham, because he was the forerunner of his coming. He is the forerunner of my coming. In other words, he is the forerunner of the fulfillment of the seventh seal in the midst of the church, which He is fulfilling at this time, the coming of the Son of Man with His angels. And if the angels are there, then those ministries are there, the ones He said that He would send at the end time to the midst of His church to bring the separation, the segregation. And notice how it is all happening in plain sight, and the very word that He is speaking, His very presence along with what He says, is what has made the separation, the segregation. Each one goes to the group they belong to. And everything is happening, and many of them do not realize it. But notice, the elect do. They are realizing the work that that ministry is carrying out, which is to give them the rapturing faith. But He also has that work to make that separation. And the unbelievers should also know, because it is also for the unbelievers, that they no longer have an opportunity. And then as He says there, that although He is a messenger to Israel, He is bringing His church bride the rapturing faith, because He comes for His church bride, even though He is a messenger to Israel. But as for them, the time will come when they will receive Him, and they will be sealed by that angel. He continues saying, it is the message that says how He will come. In other words, it's Brother Branham's message that says how He will come, and that prepares us to welcome the Lord in His second coming. It is the message like that of John, which introduced Christ in His first coming, because it was the ministry of Elijah being repeated in John the Baptist, and the ministry of Elijah being repeated in the Reverend William Branham for the fourth occasion. His message is the one that introduces the second coming of Christ. Now notice how in the first coming the Archangel Gabriel was there, in between the forerunner and the one foreshadowed. And then, in the fulfillment of the ministry of Jesus, in the midst of the Hebrew people, that messianic ministry, we then see that Gabriel was not there anymore. That is, in the form in which he appeared to Mary, because he did not have a body of flesh back then. And notice that mystery, because the greatest mystery is the mystery of His second coming and its fulfillment. Because in the first coming, there were many details that Isaiah and some other prophet spoke of how it would be. And yet, notice, despite all the details, the religious leaders of that time did not receive Him. And notice that for His second coming, He kept that secret so that the enemy of God would not do any harm. And God, since He was going to fulfill His coming in such a simple way, many would rise up imitating and they would bring what Brother Branham brought by him showing the first and second pool. It would have brought many imitators, and the people would change their sight to those other people. And the work that that seventh seal would carry out to give them that rapturing faith would be a work more difficult to be carried out. It is so, and many has risen trying to imitate what they have already been seeing about how God is carrying out His work from the great 10th cathedral. They are imitators, perverters, whom God had already given the sentence, and I have already given the sentence. that all those ministers and brethren who are imitating the fulfillment of the seventh seal in a great tent cathedral, they are spiritually dead. They are already spiritually dead before God. They can continue speaking and blaspheming and mocking and speaking all things against that ministry for which they are also ordained to do that. We have to let them fulfill that whole purpose, and they are carrying it out very well. That's their work. So therefore, the time will come when they either enter into the Great Tribulation alive or they physically die. Some serious disease will take hold of them and they will die and they will stop bothering. But there are some who God allows to continue to the end. For those, the judgment that they will then receive in the lake of fire is lengthened even more years. The longer they spend working on this earth in those bodies, harming and fighting against the work of God and the messenger and the group who is preparing themselves for the transformation and rapture, the longer the sentence and the judgment they will receive and the torment they will receive in the lake of fire. Now, our brother William continues saying here, let us read on page 119. Just a bit before, so you know how he's been speaking, he says. It is the message like that of John, which introduced Christ in his first coming, because it was the ministry of Elijah being repeated in John the Baptist, and the ministry of Elijah being repeated in the Reverend William Branham for the fourth occasion. His message introduces the second coming of Christ. That is, his message is the one that introduces the second coming. Let us read this on page 119 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 1058. It says, I may be building a platform for somebody else to step on. Brother William says, just like John built a platform with his message for the person who came after him, who was Jesus Christ. I may be taken before that time, that is, before he presents himself and step onto that platform that he prepared for him. But I do believe that we are so close that I will never die with old age. He would be 115 years old if he was still on earth. If someone can add up quickly, how many? 105. Yes, because he was born in 1909. Let's take away 9 years from 2014, and that gives us the number there. He would currently be 105 years old. The seventh seal will be opened to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. When it is opened, then we will better understand what the Reverend William Branham said, what he foreshadowed. Notice, he says, when it is open, that is why he says, when it is open, then we will better understand what the Reverend William Branham said. That is what he's saying there, that I will never die with an old age until he's here. When the seventh seal is being opened, he says that we would better understand that he's saying. Because notice, that when the seventh seal was born, which is why that mystery and that whole secret is already being opened, we can do the math there and we understand that he was not going to die of an old age. If he had not been for that car accident, he would not be of such an old age, he says, until he's here. Because at that time, he is showing that that veil of flesh, that instrument in which the seventh seal would be fulfilled, had not been born yet. Because otherwise he would have said, well, he was born in these past few days, in these past few years, he wouldn't have mentioned that prophecy. And notice, now is when all of that is being opened in such a simple way. And we can see the full picture and God's whole plan. And we can understand that whole mystery of the seventh seal, which, as it has been opening up, a religious disturbance has been happening. He would have been 65 years old if we count from that date until the date when that veil of flesh was born. Notice, about 65 years old, he wouldn't have been an old age person. Now, we understand what he was saying. That is why he says, when it is open, then we will better understand what the Reverend William Branham said, what he foreshadowed. And now we understand better what he said, that he will not die of an old age until he is here. Yet at 54 years old, at that time, see, at that time, he was 55 years old. I'll never die with old age until he's here, see, unless I'm shot, killed, or something other, some way killed. Just old age wouldn't kill me until he's come. Until he what? Until he comes. Until he fulfills his coming in that instrument. I may not do it. He already knew he was going to leave beforehand. But this message will introduce Jesus Christ to the world. Brother William says, see, the message that introduces the second coming of Christ to the world, as the Holy Spirit says through the Reverend William Branham, the message he brought is how the fulfillment of the second coming of Christ will be. For as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming, so is the message to forerun the second coming. And John said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. See? So it's parallel in every way. And I know it will. Parallel in everything. Brother William says, John was the messenger of the seventh stage of the Hebrew church under the law, of the seventh age or stage. And the Reverend William Branham was the messenger of the seventh age of the Gentile church, of the Gentile church under the new covenant. Then back then, in the time of John, the cornerstone came. That was an age of cornerstone, the time of the first coming of Christ. And for the second coming of Christ, it will be in the time of the age of the cornerstone. Because the one who comes is the cornerstone, Christ our Savior, the stone the builders disallowed or rejected. The same is made the head of the corner. With all this information we have, we will not overlook the second coming of Christ. Because he comes for us to change us and take us with him to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, why does he say that with all of this, we wouldn't overlook the second coming of the Lord? Because it would be in a way that many do not think he would carry it out that way. And if he can be overlooked, whoever is not prepared, notice, think a little bit. It is because he's not coming in the way they expect him. Those of the group of Brother Branham, they are expecting Brother Branham to return. Those who have not followed what he said to follow and to be connected with the Great Tent Cathedral and to be receiving everything that God would be bringing, because first comes the Word and then the miracles. That is the vindication of everything that the One brought. But first is the Word. He even says that we would be accompanying the devotionals. Those who are not receiving that and are waiting for our brother William Soto Santiago to return to fulfill that, notice all those brethren who are waiting for it on another way, they will not see him. Because if the Reverend William Branham comes to the group that is waiting for him like that, well, they will not overlook it. Even to those of our time, if we see our brother Branham do that, then we'll say, hey, so it was like that. But it is not like that. If our brother William would return to preach and bring the rapture in faith and to finish what, as some say, which even gives us a second-hand embarrassment, to finish what he didn't finish and to preach and bring the rapture in faith, even the group of Brother Branham, by just seeing that, they would believe, but not by faith, not by revelation. And if it is something that can be overlooked, Brother William cannot come back to fulfill that, because that wouldn't go over anyone's head, not even the unbelievers, because they would see something like that and know it is impossible for this not to be true. It must be true, because I know that man died, and look, he's right there. They will return in their eternal and glorified body, but to be with us for 30 to 40 days, and then to leave. In other words, with that people who are already prepared for that moment. So, the way that the group of Brother Branham is waiting for it is not by Brother Branham coming again. The group that stayed behind without coming up to the edge of the cornerstone and stayed thinking that Brother William would return to carry out that and fulfill it is not going to be carried out that way either. That is why it can be overlooked. And he says, with all this information that we have, we will not overlook it. If you are going to overlook it, think a little. It is because that fulfillment is in such a simple way, in a way that no one expects it. Now notice, with all this information we have, we will not overlook the second coming of Christ, because he comes for us to transform us and take us with him to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Therefore, we are being prepared with the message of God revealed by the Holy Spirit through the Reverend William Branham for our encounter with Jesus Christ in his second coming. Be prepared for the encounter with our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, for the encounter with our God, who was made flesh, and his body is now glorified. And in his second coming, he will come to seek us, transform us, and take us with him to the greatest feast that has ever taken place in heaven, to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And for the sons and daughters of God, who at this end time have been welcoming him and have met the Lord in his second coming, it is because they have been prepared and now they are receiving and rejoicing in his coming, in that ministry and that final manifestation that Christ would have in the midst of his church in the stage of the age of the cornerstone, which is one of the portions that he spoke in this message that we will be seeing and listening to. In one part there at the end, he says, the last manifestation that Christ will have among the Gentiles will take place in the age of the cornerstone, in a great tenth cathedral. It is as simple as that. Look, whoever does not understand this, if it is in the last manifestation in the great tenth cathedral, our brother Branham did not have it. Our brother William Soto Santiago did not have it. And if it is in the last manifestation, then that pillar of fire has to be veiled and revealed in a man, a veil of flesh. And then there, the issue of identifying the instrument is gone. But since it is for those who have prophetic insight, they can read this. And they can read everything that has been read, vindicating what God is doing today, and they will not see it, because they stumble over the veil of flesh. It has always been like that at all times. But in the end, they will have to recognize Him. Sooner or later, they will have to recognize Him. The dimensions. Let us stand and thus leave in this subject the dimensions for today, Friday, March 8th of this year 2024, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.